All right, let's dive in. This time we're heading to Antarctica to explore a pretty fascinating and honestly kind of alarming glacier called Thwaites.
Oh, yeah, Thwaites.
You've probably seen the headlines about this giant glacier and how it could really impact global sea levels.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're going to unpack today.
Yeah.
Our main source for this deep dive is a 2023 scientific paper published in Nature.
Okay.
It's called Heterogeneous Melting Near the Thwaites Glacier Grounding Line.
Catchy.
So get ready to learn about how this glacier is melting, what's making things worse, and why you should care.
Well, Thwaites is a big deal, like really big, Florida-sized.
Wow.
And it's got enough ice to raise global sea levels by, get this, over half a meter.
Half a meter
If it all
just
melted.
from one glacier.
Yeah, and it could destabilize its neighboring glaciers too,
Oh no.
which could mean another 3 meters on top of that.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, it's no wonder scientists are so focused on this glacier.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So one of the key things to understand about Thwaites is this grounding line.
Right.
It's the point where the glacier goes from sitting on solid bedrock to floating in the ocean.
Yeah, that's where things get really
Is
interesting.
that where Thwaites is most vulnerable?
Exactly. You can think of it like a cork in a bottle.
Okay.
If that cork comes out, well,
Everything spills out.
that's right. And in this case, what's spilling out is massive amounts of ice flowing into the ocean, making sea levels rise.
And we're already seeing some pretty alarming signs from Thwaites, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mark what?
Well, that grounding line we were talking about, it's been retreating significantly.
Oh, so more and more of the glacier is exposed to the water.
Exactly. More and more is getting exposed to warm ocean water.
And that's bad news for the glacier.
Definitely. And on top of that, the ice shelf, the part that floats, is thinning dramatically.
How dramatically are we talking?
Based on radar data, up to 45 meters per decade in some areas.
45 meters per decade. That's insane. It's like a whole chunk of the glacier is just disappearing every year.
It's a massive change, and it's happening way faster than anyone expected.
So how do scientists even study something like this? You can't exactly just walk up to a glacier in Antarctica, especially underneath it.
Right. Well, this is where the cool tech comes in.
Okay.
The researchers used an underwater robot called IceFin.
Whoa, an underwater robot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this ice fin.
Well, it's about the size and shape of a torpedo, packed with sensors and cameras.
So it can see what's down there?
Yeah, it can go where humans can't.
They send it down through a hole in the ice.
Exactly, through a borehole drilled in the ice shelf.
Wow. So basically, a little submarine exploring this hidden world under the ice.
That's a great way to put it.
What do they find down there?
Well, for one thing, warm ocean water, exceeding 2 degrees C above freezing, present throughout the cavity.
So there's warm water under there all the time.
Yeah, and this warm water is influenced by something called circumpolar deep water. It's a current that originates in the Southern Ocean and circulates around Antarctica.
Got it. So this warm water, it's like a constant attack on the glacier.
Exactly. It's like a giant melting machine eating away at the ice from below.
And that warm water is what's driving all this melting.
Yep. But here's the thing. The melting isn't uniform across the whole ice shelf.
Wait, what? So it's not just warm water versus ice.
Nope. And that's what makes this research so groundbreaking.
Okay.
It highlights what's called heterogeneous melting.
Heterogeneous melting.
It basically means that melting rates vary depending on the shape of the ice base.
Really? So the shape of the ice matters.
It really does. Think of it this way.
Okay.
The ice base isn't smooth. It's got slopes, terraces, crevasses, all kinds of bumps and dips.
I see.
And what IceFin found is that melting happens much faster on those steep slopes than on flatter areas.
That seems counterintuitive.
Right. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to how the melting affects the layers of ocean water.
Okay, explain that.
So when ice melts near a slope, it creates a layer of fresh, less dense water.
Okay.
That water then rises towards the surface,
Right.
and that allows more of that warmer, denser ocean water to come in and melt more ice.
So it's like a chain reaction.
Yeah, like a conveyor belt of warm water being pulled towards the ice slopes.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
Now, on flatter areas of the ice base, things are different.
How so?
Well, the meltwater tends to form a stable layer of cold water,
Okay.
and that layer acts as a barrier, slowing down the melting.
Huh, so the shape of the ice creates these little microenvironments that either speed up or slow down the melting.
Exactly.
Do they have any numbers from the study to show this difference?
Yeah, they do. Icefin's measurements showed that on flat areas, melting averaged about 5 meters per year.
5 meters.
But on those near vertical surfaces, like in crevasses, the rate could jump to 30 meters per year.
30? Well, that's a huge difference. It's amazing how something as simple as the shape of the ice can have such a dramatic impact on the melting rate.
It really is. And the crazy thing is, the shape of the ice base is largely determined by the glacier's interaction with the bedrock underneath.
Oh, interesting. So the landscape under the ice is what's setting up these uneven melting patterns.
Exactly. It's like a giant ice sculptor carving away at the bedrock over centuries.
Wow, that's a wild image.
And as the warm water carves away at those slopes, it creates even steeper features like terraces and wider crevasses.
Oh, I see where this is going.
It's a vicious cycle. More slopes lead to more melting, which leads to even more slopes.
And so on and so on. It's like a runaway train of melting, and we're the ones who lay the tracks.
That's a great analogy. And this feedback loop is one of the major concerns for scientists studying Thwaites.
Yeah, I can see why.
But there's another layer to this story that we need to talk about. Subglacial water discharge.
Subglacial water discharge. Okay, I'm all ears. What's that and how does it fit into all of this?
Well, subglacial water is essentially fresh water that comes from lakes under the glacier.
Under the glacier.
Yeah, upstream lakes. It flows towards the grounding line and eventually empties into the ocean.
Mm.
And what Icefin found was this unique signature of fresh water with lower oxygen content near the grounding line.
So like a fingerprint that says subglacial water was here.
Exactly. And this fresh water carries a unique chemical signature.
Like a name tag.
Yeah, that sets it apart from the surrounding ocean water.
Makes sense.
Now, Icefin didn't actually see where this water was coming from.
Okay.
But nearby, there were seafloor features that suggested the presence of old subglacial channels.
So it's like a hidden plumbing system under the glacier.
That's a great way to think about it.
But why is this subglacial water important when we're talking about melting? Does it affect how fast the glacier melts?
That's a great question, and one that scientists are still trying to figure out.
I see.
It adds another layer of complexity to the whole melting process.
Right.
You know, it could influence how the warm water circulates near the grounding line, which in turn could affect how and where the ice melts.
So it's another piece of the puzzle that we're just starting to understand.
Absolutely. It highlights just how complex these glacial systems are and how much more research is needed.
Well, I'm definitely starting to see how this research is giving us a much clearer picture of what's happening under Thwaites Glacier.
It is. It's this level of detail that will help us understand the future of this very important glacier.
Definitely.
And what it means for all of us.
Absolutely.
So we've been really focused on these tiny details.
Yeah, the little...
The slopes and melting rates.
Robot submarines.
Yeah, all of that. But let's zoom out a bit.
Okay.
Let's look at the bigger picture.
I like it. So what does all this mean for Thwaites and for us?
Well, this research, it's like a window into something that's happening on a huge scale all over Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
Warm ocean water, which is, you know, driven by climate change.
Right.
It's constantly attacking these ice shelves from below.
Like we've been talking about.
Yeah. And the shape of that ice, that topography, it plays a big role in how fast that melting happens.
It's crazy to think about, right? This interaction between the water and the ice shaped by the landscape underneath, It has such a huge impact on the entire planet.
It really does. And what's especially worrying is that feedback loop.
Oh, right. The more it melts, the faster it melts.
Exactly. More ice melts, the surface gets more uneven, and then it melts even faster.
It just keeps getting worse.
It's like a recipe for accelerated ice loss.
So what can we even do with this knowledge? Is it just a case of watching and waiting as the ice disappears?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay, good.
Understanding these processes, how this melting works, it's crucial.
Crucial for?
For improving our climate models.
Ah.
The more accurate those models are, the better we can predict what's going to happen.
With glaciers like Thwaites.
Yeah.
And then we can prepare for rising sea levels.
Exactly. If we know what's coming, we can at least try to adapt.
Right. Makes sense.
And this research, it really underscores how urgent it is to address climate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a reminder that what we do today has a lasting impact on the planet.
Wow.
We need to reduce greenhouse gases.
To slow down the warming.
That's the key. Slow down the warming and we can slow down the melting.
It's a powerful reminder that we're all connected, even to a giant glacier in Antarctica.
You really are. Yeah. What happens there, it affects everyone, everywhere.
That's true. Okay, let's zoom back in for a second, back to this research.
Okay.
We've talked about Icefin and all the data it collected. Were there any other surprises or big findings from this underwater expedition?
You know, one thing that really stood out to me was the detection of that subglacial water discharge.
Oh, right, near the grounding line.
It just suggests that there's so much more going on beneath the ice
than we realize.
Than we ever imagined.
You're talking about those hidden channels, that fresh water flowing from those upstream lakes.
Yes. And this discovery, it just brings up so many questions.
Very good.
How much water is flowing through there? How does it mix with the ocean water? Could it be affecting the melting in ways we haven't even considered yet?
So many questions.
It's another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And we're just starting to see the edges.
It just shows you how complex this is.
It really does.
These glaciers are incredible systems.
They are, and we have so much more to learn about them.
And how they're responding to climate change.
Exactly.
Well, I'm definitely feeling inspired to learn more. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least.
Me too.
But before we wrap up, I have one more question.
Okay, go for it.
We've been all about the science, but I'm curious about the human side of things.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like for the researchers who sent IceFin down there under the ice?
I mean, I can only imagine how exciting it must have been.
Right.
And challenging.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And pushing the boundaries of exploration like that.
Going where no one has gone before?
It must have been a mix of adrenaline, awe.
And probably a good bit of anxiety, too.
Oh.
I mean, it's like sending a probe to another planet, but this planet is right here on Earth.
That's a great way to put it.
Hidden under a giant glacier.
And the data that IceFin brought back, it's so valuable,
yeah.
Not just for scientists.
But for all of us.
It's a window into a world that most people will never see.
And it reminds us that everything is connected.
And that we need to protect our planet.
A powerful message, for sure.
It is.
This deep dive has been both fascinating and thought-provoking.
Definitely.
And I think we've all come away with a new appreciation for these icy giants.
Mm-hmm.
How complex they are.
And how fragile.
Exactly. We've been really focused on Thwaites.
Yeah.
But it's just one part of a much bigger system.
That's right.
The West Antarctic Ice Sheet.
Which could raise sea levels even more.
If it melted.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, it really puts things into perspective when you think about it.
It does.
Thwaites is just one glacier.
One piece of this giant ice sheet.
The West Antarctic Ice Sheet.
And that whole ice sheet, well, it's super important for global sea levels.
In the bad way.
If it all melted,
yeah.
We'd be talking several meters of sea level rise.
Several meters. That's a lot.
It's...
Okay, so we've talked about the scary stuff,
mm-hmm.
The warning signs,
right.
The possibility of catastrophic sea level rise if Thwaites collapses.
And takes its neighbors with it.
Yeah, it's a lot to process.
It is.
But I'm curious, is there any good news here?
Well, I think there's always hope.
Okay.
I mean, look, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Scientists are doing amazing research.
Using incredible technology.
Like IceFin.
Yeah, to study these glaciers.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
It is.
Awareness is so important.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. The more we understand, the better decisions we can make.
So what are we doing with all this knowledge?
Well, there are a lot of initiatives underway to try and address climate change.
Like what?
International agreements to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay.
Technological advancements for clean energy. And there's a growing global movement of people who want to protect our planet.
Yeah, I'm seeing that more and more.
It's really inspiring.
It gives me hope.
Me too.
So it's not all doom and gloom.
Not at all. We're not powerless.
We can actually do something.
Absolutely. Everyone can play a role.
Like what? What can people do?
Well, we can all make changes in our own lives.
Okay.
Reduce our carbon footprint.
Right.
We can support organizations that are working to protect the environment.
Donate, volunteer.
Yeah, all of that. And just spreading awareness.
Talk about it.
Exactly. Talk to your friends, your family.
Tell them what we've learned.
Every little bit helps.
I love that.
We can all be part of the solution.
Well said. This deep dive has been a wild ride.
It has.
I've gone from feeling amazed to feeling concerned.
Yeah, I get it.
But ultimately, I feel hopeful.
Me too.
We have the knowledge.
We have the technology.
And we have people who care.
We can do this.
We can protect our planet.
For future generations.
This journey to the bottom of the world has been incredible.
It really has.
We've learned so much about Thwaites Glacier.
About IceFin.
About climate change.
About our planet.
To everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep learning.
We'll see you next time.